You're listening to SBS News.
Pouring a simple glass of wine, or two, three or four, could mean so much more for the little eyes watching on at home. New data says parents have been drinking more alcohol during the COVID-19 restrictions. Dr. Laylor from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation says it could make an impression on children in the long run.
Parental use of alcohol can mean earlier use of alcohol by young people, and it also affects their approach to alcohol consumption later in life.
The Alcohol and Drug Foundation surveyed 1,000 parents and found nearly 30% have increased their alcohol intake since coronavirus lockdowns. Almost 2 in 5 say this is because of heightened stress and anxiety. And Dr. Laylor says 1 in 4 specifically pinpointed the challenges of their children's remote learning.
So you think about the world that we're living in, it's the perfect storm, really. We've got stress and anxiety, kids being homeschooled, and really aggressive advertising and promotion of alcohol via digital platforms. So it's getting parents to understand that the behaviour that they role model to their kids around alcohol will support their children using alcohol in a less risky way as they grow up.
But the industry's peak body, Alcohol Beverages Australia, says the majority of the nation has been drinking the same or less during the pandemic. In a statement, CEO Andrew Willsmore says, "It's time Australians were given credit for their responsible conduct during this crisis."
G'day, welcome to Sober in the Country.
Shanna Wan, who lives in rural New South Wales, is familiar with the link between alcohol and isolation.
You know, so meaning they might be starting drinking earlier and earlier, or normalising daytime drinking even, and all those sorts of things. And we're very hyper aware that a little transition can happen without people even being aware. And when lockdown's over, those problems might stay with those people long after lockdown. So we just want them to be aware.
She is the co-founder of volunteer-led online discussion group Sober in the Country.
So the lovely thing is, in 2020, technology is amazing, and there are so many of us at the front lines raising awareness. And they're filled with amazing people who are all just doing the same thing. They might want to cut back, they might want to quit, but it's an online community that takes the isolation out of it, gives people a bit of camaraderie, a bit of mateship.
Health experts are turning their attention to an expected second mental health curve in the wake of COVID-19. New research shows men in particular are struggling to reach out. For Army Captain Hugo Tuvey, the isolation has coincided with the recovery from his 6th bowel cancer surgery.
It's actually been a bit difficult. I'm pretty open with my mental health battles. And during these times especially, I think it's important because I know my mental health can be pretty fragile, so I still speak to my psychologist regularly.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Zach Sidler says 1 in 5 men have reported to Men's Health Organisation Movember that their mental health has worsened since the COVID-19 outbreak.
So we just conducted a survey of over 1,500 people, and we found that while 8 out of 10 guys really wanted to be checked in on, 50% of them said that no one had actually seen how they were coping. We really want everyone to lean on their mates. We'd love you to take aside 5 minutes of your day and just reach out to someone, because it's going to be really good for you and them.
28-year-old Mr. Tuvey says his dogs have really been his saving grace during the lockdown. Truly a man's best friend.
Ernie and Iggy, and they've been amazing. Ernie's my little recovery dog, and I pretty much got him when I was first recovering from bowel cancer. And yeah, we love dogs, and I think dogs are awesome, especially during these times where you can't really go out too much.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.